Okay, thank you very much for the floor. As mentioned, I will be speaking and talking about the Czech Chinese diaspora and its role in local United Front work and the European organization as well. I'll try to get the presentation going. Can you see it?
Yes.
So, basically, this presentation is based on my master's thesis research and has recently been published with Jamestown Foundation's China Brief. So, in case you want more details on the individuals and organizations I'll be talking about, you can either read it or ask me for more details later. But I'll try to be rather brief because we don't really have that much time. So, I'm talking about the United Front work system. This is a diagram from Alex Joski's presentation, I mean, report. Called the Party Speaks for You, and it's all about the system, how it works, what is the leadership, what are the organs carrying out the United Front work, which is basically a specific Leninist type of influence work and political work, and what are the groups targeted by United Front work. We're now mainly basically talking about overseas students and Chinese community group leaders and groups. This, on the other hand, while we're focusing specifically on the overseas Chinese, with the overseas Chinese work, which is called Xiawu, it is also mingling with local, I mean, foreign politicians, foreign business leaders, etc. And what is interesting and what I'm focusing here most on is how these co-opted diaspora groups are actually interacting with foreign politics and other diaspora groups. So when we look at what the Czech Chinese diaspora, it is actually rather small. It's around 8,000 individuals, which is actually pretty standard and average for Eastern European countries. Where there is not really a long tradition of Chinese migration. Basically, most of these people actually came in the 90s or even later. Similar to other European countries, even in the Czech Republic, the diaspora is mainly from Zhejiang and Fujian provinces. In the Czech case, as for example, also is the case of Slovakia, Austria, and Hungary, most of the people are actually coming from a little, well, basically town-ish. Well, it's actually a county called Qingtian in southeastern Zhejiang province. Even though that they're around 8,000 strong, they have around 60 organizations. Most of them are hometown associations or women associations, all kinds of professional groups, and obviously also the local chapter of China Council for Peaceful National Unification. These people, I mean, the people who are actually running these organizations, they usually have positions and roles back in China, either with the United Front system organs or with actual government as well, usually in the form of some advisors. Sometimes sort of an honorary positions, but some of them seem to even have something that's actually a concrete positions, a concrete role, a concrete function back in China. They usually have at least the top level we're looking at, the groups are actually really involved in politics and United Front work in general. Usually have contacts with provincial local level organs, but some of them got as far as the central United Front work departments and other entities on the central level that are engaged in Tiawu and other United Front work. And they're also interacting with what I call pan-European diaspora groups, basically regional groupings, usually again, defined by coming from the same town or same province. For example, the European Futian Federation or European Xingtian Association and others. And these groups then often actually seem to have rather high ambitions and interact with European politicians, some of them even at the European parliamentary level, basically. And they usually seem to get sort of preferred treatment by Chinese organs, because already in late 90s, researchers have noticed that the CCP is actually promoting establishment of these sort of larger groupings that would be pan-European, which means that they would be easier for China to sort of control, and at the same time, they would, for example, get access to European institutions rather than just national. Already since late 90s, these were sort of perceived as ideal lobby groups that can pretend to be sort of civil society groupings, even though that they're actually sort of co-opted mass organizations that create artificial representation of, if anything at all. Most of these activities actually go unnoticed, which is why I call the presentation under the radar. So basically, while these individuals and organizations have been interacting with local, I would say even high level politicians, and have had really in sort of intensive interactions with the Chinese political system, nobody has really noticed them much. There was sort of one, I would say, window when this man, Zhou Lingqian, who is now the chair of the Xingtian Hometown Association, also the owner of the largest and most influential local Chinese media outlet called Prague Chinese Times, got media attention because his warehouse was raided by the Czech police during coronavirus crisis, because some company actually tried to sell personal protective equipment such as masks for sort of outrageous prices to local hospitals. And so the local politicians and police decided to act upon on the authority of emergency states being enacted. And they sort of created a crazy sort of media spin, because there was this issue that some of the boxes with masks were actually labeled as for Italy, and they had Chinese Red Cross on them. And so it created quite a mess. In the end, the Czech government gave these boxes gave the same amount of masks to Italy, which is the official sort of intention of this specific donation, even though that, as we know, it was probably intended for the mainly it's Xingtian is actually living in Italy, and for Italy in general, it was sent through strange channels, which sort of violated Red Cross international guidelines and principles. But at the same time, Chinese Red Cross is a very specific institution that's actually party. So there was not only Zhou Lingqian who was sort of in the spotlight. There were other people who actually joined in the sort of coronavirus propaganda and donations, both to China and then throughout Europe. This is another man who actually had the honor of being a non-voting delegate at the Central Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference. He's also from Xingtian, and he also has the nickname Prague Leifeng, which is the probably never existing model soldier that was, as I said, model during Cultural Revolution, but now is sort of getting back into being mainstream again for the last couple of years. And This is basically a case of how Chinese diaspora here, but not only here, was mobilized for both propaganda work and for actually donating or basically buying up masks and other protective gear and sending it back to China back in January and February. What is sort of interesting is that in here at least, the sort of top strata of Chinese diaspora seems to be cooperating on some level, even though that it's often said that these groups don't really trust each other. And we actually, even in the Czech Republic, we do have some evidence of distrust between the communities from different provinces. But in this case, you can actually see plenty of organizations. I'm not sure if it's actually, if you can actually read that, but basically, these organizations are run by both the Qingtianese and the Fujianese, specifically one man called James Wu or Wu Rejian, and they actually seem to cooperate. And there's also some associations, for example, the Czech Chinese Business Association, where basically United Front and I mean diaspora leaders, let's say, actually are on board on the board of the same organization, that they all come from various backgrounds, be it Fujian, be it Shanghai, be it Tianjin, and they seem to cooperate on some level, at least in this top strata of diaspora groups that are co-opted. This here is actually James Wu, the guy from Fujian. And this is at the Peking headquarters of the United Front Work Department, here with Vice Director Xiu Sheng. And this is a delegation of the European Fujianese Federation. This is actually a very interesting organization established 4 years ago, and it's been seeking very high level contacts with both Chinese organs, and also is at least according to their own report, hired a high level Italian politician and the former Captain Regent of San Marino to help sort of boost their own image and their voice in Europe.